Greetings. We had an awesome time in the manifest presence of God yesterday in our local church. There was a free flowing of the Holy Spirit with our personal connection to God and to one another. God was speaking and His family was responding. True communion is a sharing of the bread of the body of Christ and a drinking of the Spirit of Christ as the life of being the body of Christ. The bread that we experience is the testimony of humanity made to become the Word of God in flesh. The cup that we drink is a cup of the Spirit. It is a cup of resurrection life. How do we drink the cup of resurrection life? Our connection to one another as members of the body of Christ is not merely a connection of the soul. It is not merely a connection made by attending some church or being a member of a fellowship. Our connection is a connection to God and to one another by the manifest presence of the Spirit of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ in us, upon us, and with us as the body of Christ. This is the testimony of grace. This is the testimony of the resurrection life of Christ in our lives. Even in the Old Covenant, there were times when men had a revelation of the presence of God and their need for His Spirit in their lives. Psalms 51, verses 7 through 14. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. David's appeal to God was that God wouldn't look at the errors of his departure from God, but that God would heal the root cause of his disconnections so that he wouldn't disconnect ever again. He called for God to change his heart with the strength of David's spirit from within. He knew that the Holy Spirit in him and with him was his salvation. David understood his need for the presence of God in his life. His salvation was the presence of God with him. He understood that God is a giver and not a taker. His view of the Holy Spirit was that of being the generous Spirit. He knew that God's manifest presence in his life would be a testimony to sinners and that they would be converted by the testimonies of God's love. The beginning and the end of the testimony of God's Spirit in his life was the removal of all shame and every cause for shame in his life. The communion of the Holy Spirit in our midst is the removal of all shame. God's presence in our lives removes the consequence of every shame in our lives, and His presence heals the root cause of our iniquities. Hearing God is not about knowing what to do. It is about knowing God. True communion is knowing God in our lives and in and through the lives of one another. It is the life of Christ in us, upon us, and with us that testifies of the death of Jesus Christ to give us the resurrection life of Christ. It is the presence of Holy Spirit in our hearts that creates clean hearts within us. I hear God saying for us to listen with our spirits. Holy Spirit speaks to our spirits, not our heads. God wants us to trust what He is saying to our spirits more than we trust what we think He is saying to our heads. We need to discover the rest, the revelation, and the transformation that takes place when we dwell in the presence of God and we allow Him to dwell with His presence in us. We wrestle in hearing God because we believe that hearing God is understanding God in our minds. God says that those who have ears to hear are those who hear. Hearing God is not an effort of the flesh, but a response to the Spirit. Both Jesus in the Gospels and the Holy Spirit in the book of Revelation declared, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." Hearing is a response to the Spirit, not a strain of human effort. It is a matter of letting our spirits hear that empowers a process of letting our minds hear the voice of God from within us. The fruit is an empowering of our thoughts, reasoning, imagination, emotions, and desires from within. It is not something that we strive to see happen, but a supernatural inspiration from within. It is a drinking of the Spirit of Christ in our lives. It is a communion of the Spirit, God's Spirit, to our spirit. I believe this is the true power of God's grace. This is the blood of the new covenant working in us, and when we allow this to happen in our place of corporate connection, it is an empowerment of life to us all. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.